Welcome to the Resilience is Everything podcast. Let's crack the resilience code. Let's transform your challenges into opportunities. The truth is, leaders are discovered in times of crisis. And now your host, international keynote speaker and best-selling author, Rene Gadafori.
How to escape the rat race? How to stop going through the motions? Many years ago, I heard a song by Matthew West. I think the name of the song is Going Through the Motions. At the time, I was looking at my life and I wasn't really happy with the results. Have you ever had moments in your life when you see that you have so many degrees and so much knowledge, and people keep telling you, you are so smart, you are so brilliant. But you're saying to yourself, if I'm so smart, I'm so brilliant, and I have so many degrees and I have so many skills, how come there is no evidence? You see what I mean? You know exactly what I mean. You look at the evidence, they are way down there on the scale, and your skills and your degrees, they are way up there. And you wonder what is wrong. Why are you going through the rat race? Why are you going through the motions? Am I right? So what I want to do here is actually give you three ways to escape the rat race. And the rat race may be anything for you. It may be that you are stuck in the workplace and you are not progressing. It may be you are in business and you are not moving up. Or it may be that there's nothing going on in your life and you feel sort of like frustrated. So three ways to escape the rat race. Number one, gather and store new seeds. Listen to the word, new seeds. What do I mean by gather and store new seeds? Think about it this way. Have you ever seen the little animals, the squirrels, right? Hopefully I'm saying it right. The squirrels, the little one that hops in your backyard, they spend the winter, the summertime, gathering a lot of seeds for the tough seasons. And you may be going through a tough season in your life now. Maybe things are difficult financially. Maybe it's in your relationship. Maybe it's your business. Maybe it's the workplace. Things are a little difficult for you, especially now when you look at the workplace, when things are changing so much. There are so many new, they are introducing so many new changes, and you are asked to do more with less. And you don't have the same resources you used to have. You don't have the manpower, the help you used to have. They want you to do more with less. And it's not a good season for you. That's exactly what I'm talking about here. The squirrel is gathering all the seeds, new seeds, for the tough seasons. When I say gather seeds, I mean to gather new knowledge, new skills, new information. You need all of that. If you went to school, let's say 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, 20 years ago, you received a degree. Well, think about it this way. Your skills, your knowledge, they are obsolete now. You are pretty much non-relevant in the workplace or in life with the skills or what you know. Perhaps all the degrees that you have, all the skills, all the knowledge that you have, and you don't see the evidence, maybe that's obsolete skills. Maybe the degrees are useless now in this new economy, in this new world, in the digital age, in the information age. What am I saying here? What I'm saying here is you attract the success you want by the person you are. Who you are is exactly what's going to attract the kind of success you want. Albert Einstein said, the significant problem or problems you are facing today cannot be solved at the same level of thinking you were at when you created those problems. That's why you see so many dinosaurs in the workplace. People who are still doing things the way they used to do them 20 or 30 years ago. They are using obsolete skills. What Einstein is basically saying is you need to reinvent yourself. You need to become a better you or even a new you in order to succeed in this economy. So number one, is to gather and store new seeds. How do you do so? First, you start with books. Now, this is a recurring theme for me when it comes to personal development, because I wholeheartedly believe in personal development because, hey, you attract what you want in life by the person you become. It's that simple, right? So you start with books. I would suggest you start with motivational and inspirational books, time-tested books like How to Win Friends and Influence People, Think and Grow Rich, The Power of Positive Thinking, The Magic of Thinking Big, a lot of other books. Maybe you read those books before, but I would suggest that you go back and now you really study those books instead of reading them. I know that's what I had to do many years ago when I realized I didn't speak English in the United States. I had no connections, resources, and I was frustrated with the way things were for me in life. And the first thing I had to do is I had to learn English. But once I started learning English, I started reading all those books. I was reading, and then I started studying those books. There's a difference now between reading a book and studying the book. So start with some books. And move on to some specialized knowledge, books about different skills that you need. Let's say your company is now into AI, artificial intelligence, or maybe 3D printing, or the new technologies. Hey, get you some books and start studying it. I spoke for a company and they were moving into the cloud, a new term. Everything, all the practices, the system, all the businesses, they were moving everything into the cloud. And a lot of the employees didn't have a clue what that meant at the time. It's like, go get some books and study it. Next, you want to take some online courses. You don't need to go to school nowadays. Of course, if the school is not far from you and it's a good thing to go and mingle and meet new people, hey, just go back to school if you have to go back to school. Online courses are everywhere. I'm thinking of a website, lynda.com. You can literally go there and learn anything you want to learn for some ridiculous, like $25 a month. And LinkedIn, actually, the social media company, LinkedIn, they actually own that website I'm talking about, right? Get you, and there are so many other online courses. Some of them are dedicated just for technology, digital technology. Just go learn what you need to learn. You need to upgrade your skills. How about getting some coaches? And I can hear you saying, Renee, I don't believe in coaches. I don't need any coach. I'm smart enough. I know what to do. Yeah, that's true. But can I suggest to you that the president of the United States, I mean, any president, Democrat or Republican, they have coaches. Well, in the case of the president, they call them advisors. The best of the best in the world, the basketball players, the Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan, the best of the best in baseball, in football, they all have coaches. Yeah, I did say coaches, not just one coach, the main coach. They have a coach for every area of their lives. That's what it is. The top companies in the world, the billionaires, the rich companies, they all have coaches. They all have mentors. Get you some coaches. It may not be me, that's okay, but get you somebody else who can at least keep you accountable for results. Okay, so you get some books, you take some online courses, and then you get you some coaches, and the final way to actually upgrade your skills to gather seeds is from, believe it or not, failures, mistakes. Yes, you can learn from failures. Find out how did they mess up their life and learn how they messed up and don't do what they did. What about your mistakes? Look in the past, the mistakes you made, and learn some lessons that you will never make those mistakes again. I know it's good to learn from successes, of course, but you need to learn from failures also. Don't do what they do. You see this guy walking around and he is up to no good, and find out what he does every day. So don't do those things. It's that simple. Do you see what I mean? All right, next. The second way to escape the rat race and to stop going through the motions is to actually protect and defend your territory. Here's what I mean. As you begin to gather your seeds, your new seeds, as you begin to upgrade your skill, as you begin to become the person you were not, to attract the things that you didn't have, you're going to have to be very vigilant. There are going to be some player haters, some people who will try to come and rain on your parade. I'm talking about the complainers would come and they will try to complain and who they will try to actually make life miserable for you. Those jealous people, you need to protect yourself. It's like if you build a house, you spend so much time to build a house, why would you let somebody come and destroy that house for you? Look at it another way. Let's say you are an entrepreneur. You own a business and you work so hard. You went to school, you get your degree, you took a loan or you took some loans or credit cards, you open, you start your business. Why would you let a person come and destroy that business for you? If you have the kind of employees that tend to make life miserable for other employees, or they are destroying your business, get rid of them now. Not later, now. You don't need them. I know you're going to say, Renee, they are so brilliant. They are so smart. Well, it really doesn't matter. They are destroying your business. Let them go. You see what I mean? Protect and defend your territory, the very thing that you work so hard to build. Which brings me to the third way to actually escape the rat race. It's sort of like similar with the second one, protect and defend your territory. Well, the third way is to clear your dead stocks. What do I mean by that? Well, let's see what I mean. Think of it this way. If you worked in retail, or if you have any kind of inventory, there is something they call in inventory a dead stock. A dead stock is actually outdated merchandise. They are no good anymore. Well, they are outdated, but if you leave them in the store, they are going to actually diminish the value of your merchandises. They must go. You must get rid of them to bring in some new merchandises or up-to-date merchandises. Does that make sense? Well, your dead stocks are some of your friends. That's right. Some of your friends and even family members. Those people, they are there to make you feel less of yourself, to diminish you. They are there to actually get under your skin. They are there to irritate you. It's not like maybe, I'm not saying that they are wrong, you are right. All I'm saying is you are not vibrating on the same wavelength with those people. And you need to let them go. Yes, even family members, let them go. I'm not saying that you go and hate people, you bad mouth people. That's not what I'm saying. In fact, you never do that, even when you decide to keep your distance. By the way, if you can help them, in any way, help them, but you don't have to spend your precious time with them to allow them to destroy, to kill you, literally, right? Listen to this. You probably are thinking, Renee, well, this has been my friend for 20 years. We were friends in high school. I feel guilty. Guilty for what? Let that person go. That's not your friend. That person has been irritating you for 20 years. That person has been destroying your self-esteem and self-confidence, which you really need to succeed in life. They've been destroying your self-esteem for you. Just let them go. Send them on their merry way. Wish them happiness and success. Hey, maybe they're okay, but they're not okay with you. You're not on the same wavelength. So you need to clear your dead stocks so that you can acquire new considerate friends, cheerleaders, people who, I'm reminded of Desia. Desia was the instructor at the gym and she was teaching cycling. She is such a great motivator. She makes you go through the 1 hour. You don't even realize it. Even though you are tired, you are in pain, you are pushing, she pushes you. She is a great cheerleader. They are the kind of people you need in your surrounding. So clear your dead stocks so that you can make room. I don't want to hear that we've been friends for 20 years and I'm going to feel guilty. Guilty for what? Life is really short. You have a short few years on this planet. I'm really serious about that. This is my advice from my heart to your heart. Hey, I had to do what I'm sharing with you. I had to really clear my dead stocks. And every now and then, here's how you do it. Make a list of all your friends. Make a list of all your family members. And read the names on the list. When you read a name, if that name does not make you feel good, if there is something jittery about it, it's like, well, you need to let that person go. But if you read a specific name and you feel like, wow, yeah, that's the kind of person you go and brag about. You wonder how you would ever do it if you didn't have this family member, this friend with you to be a cheerleader, to be an encourager, to really push you. You know, those people, they will give you negative feedback sometime, but the feedback is from a good place. It's from the heart. They mean well. They don't want to destroy you, if that makes any sense to you. So make a list of those people and you know what? Check them off. I'm not talking about hating. That's not what I'm talking about. There's no hate. It's like, I don't want to spend my precious time with you. And I promise you, I will never ever say anything negative about you to another person. When your name comes up, I'm going to actually uplift you in front of the person. That makes sense? So let's recap. You do not want to tolerate people. Period. Is the people you tolerate, they must go. Don't tolerate them. Let's put it this way. Give them a chance to change their attitude first. Don't just get rid of them. Of course, if you have a friend for 20 years, you've told your friend many times that you don't really like the way they behave. So now it's time to let them go, right? So first, you need to gather and store new seeds, because you are living in a different world. Don't go around in the workplace, walking around thinking that you are all that in a bag of chips because you have a degree that you acquired some 10 or 20 years ago, right? You need new skills, new knowledge, new seeds. You need to read the books. You need to upgrade your attitude. You need to reinvent yourself. That's what I had to do. I had to learn about videos. I had to learn about search engine optimization. I had to learn about internet marketing. I had to learn about all the new things. You remember when I was listening to that song going through the motions? Well, I realized that I needed to upgrade my skills in order to continue to go further in my career, if that makes any sense, right? And number two is to protect and defend yourself. I want you to take an oath that you will protect violently what you are building, your assets, your intellectual capacity, everything you have, so that other people don't come and destroy them. And number three, clear your dead stocks. Get rid of the friends who tend to irritate you. The friends who tend to put you down, make you feel less of yourself. All right? Take care. Have a good one.
You've been listening to the Resilience is Everything podcast. If you enjoyed this segment, subscribe for more. Leave a rating. Also, to contact us or book Renee to speak at your event, go to www.resilienceiseverything.com.